Were your siblings into music too?
Yeah, my sister took concertina lessons, and my brother at the time, he was about 9 years old, he learned to play the drums. So the three of us would go out playing for farm bureau functions, house parties, and I think we even played a couple of weddings while the three of us.
That's awesome.
My, it was in 1968, I believe it was, I got a call from a fellow by the name of Alan Bales, and he had a band called the Gelida Boys, and it was a five-piece band, but the accordion player, female accordion player, was married to the second trumpet player. He got drafted as a second lieutenant and sent out to Seattle, Washington. She went along with him. So that left the band with a trumpet, a tuba, and drums. And they didn't think they could make a lot of music like that. So he found my name. He got my name from someone and said, I'm a pretty good concertina player. He called me and asked me if I'd like to audition. And I went to my brother and sister and said, you know, told them what was going on, and they said, oh, if you want to, go ahead. I didn't realize it at the time, but later figured out that my sister does not like playing in front of people. She'll sit down and play. She's a very good concertina player. And she'll sit down and play at home. She would play for her kids and her husband and that, or just sit someplace and practice and play. But even when our family would get together, we'd say, get out your concertina and play. She does not like to play in front of people. She will play it for her own, for herself. So they kind of let me go to join the other band. So yeah. I've been with the other band for, like I said, this year will be 47 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. How old do you think you were when you knew you wanted to pursue a career in music?
Let's see. When I joined the band, I was 19 years old. I didn't realize that it was going to be 46 years or 47 years with the same group. But and it was just, for me, it was a fun thing to do. Go out on a weekend and with these other guys and see how good of a sound our band could make for playing. You know, that was just... That's what got me going. We'd go out Friday night someplace, play for a dance. Saturday afternoon at a picnic. Saturday night at a wedding. Sunday afternoon down in Milwaukee someplace. And then I'd have to go to work on Sunday night because I was working third shift. That Sunday night to Monday morning got to be awfully long once in a while. To me, even now when we get together... We only have a few jobs every year now, and when we get the whole band together, it's just, I get excited for two weeks ahead of time. Can barely sit still. But two of the guys from the band with me now, Alan Bales, with the band, he plays trumpet and keyboard. He plays piano, and our bass player gets out his bass guitar. I bring out my guitar, and we go to the nursing homes around West Bend, and we play music for people. Our bass player works part-time yet. He's not fully retired like me. And he has off on Thursdays, so Thursdays we'll go to like Ivy Manor in West Bend, one of the two buildings they have over there. Actually, tomorrow we'll be going to Lighthouse in West Bend in their... Betty's Harbor, that's the area with all the Alzheimer's patients. We go in there and we play music and we take these books along for people to sing along.